I am seeing more and more signs that point to what looks like a great financial reset really drawing near. And one of these, well, I'll pose it with a question. What if the reason that Trump is going after Greenland and invaded Venezuela and is talking about possible military action with Colombia or Cuba or Mexico, what if the reason Trump really doesn't care at all about international law is because he knows it's all irrelevant? Because what's actually going on is a global grab for commodities before the music stops. So think of it as a global game of musical chairs. I mean, maybe game is the wrong word. This is a life and death scenario here for people, for nations, for economies. But it's a quest for commodities so that you will be the one holding the most physical stuff when the music stops. And what is the music? The music is the global debt market, which is all the fake currency. We are now approaching the catastrophic, systemic, cascading failure of world fiat currencies. Not just the dollar, not just the yen, not just the euro, but many, many currencies, maybe most of them, all at the same time because they're so intertwined, you see. Now, I recently watched the movie again called The Margin Call. I think this is from around 2011 or 2010. It's a movie about the 2008 subprime mortgage collapse. And I really love this movie. And the movie stars Kevin Spacey and Jeremy Irons, for example. And the Jeremy Irons character, who is the owner of this large hedge fund that had to liquidate all of its bad, CDO assets based on mortgages that were just garbage. He said at one point in the movie, I get paid the big bucks to know exactly, what was the line? To know when the music stops or what the music is doing. But he used that metaphor about the music. The music is the global debt marketplace, the flows of debt and cash and assets in and out. And if you're monitoring the music, if you're wise, you know that the music is going to stop. And if you position yourself for that, then yeah, you can get paid, quote, the big bucks. And that would be people today who are stacking gold and silver. Because just as the nations are running a desperate global grab for commodities and resources, like physical resources, individuals who follow that same line of thinking, they're also going to do very well. In fact, that should be your sign. Just observing the fact that the Trump administration or America as a whole is clearly on a quest to grab commodities. And so is China. And so is Russia. And on and on. There's a global game of musical chairs. The music is just about to stop. And whoever's left holding debt rather than commodities loses big time, probably gets eliminated in terms of a nation or a currency or a banking system, or eliminated from history. That's how big of a deal this is right now. This is huge. So watching this, We know where this is going, although we don't know the exact timing, but there are more and more signs that this is about to happen. Now, remember that the mainstream people, the oblivious masses, we'll say, who are just holding dollars and dollar instruments like treasuries, etc., they will never be told what's about to happen. They don't know they're playing a game of musical chairs and the music's about to stop. They think they're listening to a concert and the music is awesome, and they think the music will go on forever. They're wrong, but they don't know it. No one's going to tell them, certainly not CNBC, not Jim Cramer, not Trump. How could you? How could you tell the masses you're all about to be impoverished So hurry up and get out of the dollar. I mean, that would just accelerate the collapse of the dollar, wouldn't it? So almost by definition, Trump can't say anything. Bessent can't say anything. You know, the Fed can't say anything, on and on and on. No one can say anything. And yet they know, I believe in their hearts, they know. I think Trump knows. I think Bessent knows. They know that the people left holding dollars are going to lose everything in this reset that's coming. Total impoverishment. Weimar Germany, where your entire life savings at the end might buy you a sandwich. Can you imagine that? Might buy you a sandwich. We're about to move into an era of new currency printing in America by the tens of trillions. Not just trillions, which is already crazy enough, but tens of trillions, or at least, let's say, 10 trillion coming up. But that will be followed by more. They're going to print and print until the end. That's clear. They're going to print until the currency has no value left at all. And in this process, they will never tell the people what's happening. Only those who are smart enough to figure it out, those of you listening to this, for example, or people who listen to, you know, those of us in this space, like Andy Shechtman and others who know what's happening, all of us, we're going to be the ones with the, you know, the life rafts. We're going to be ones with the safety, the financial safety assets. We're the stackers of the gold or the silver. We've got the hard assets. Most people do not. I don't know if this statistic is true. I'm just going by memory, but I think, was it Andy Shechtman who told me? Somebody told me in an interview that only 0.5% of the American people own any gold at all. I mean, in terms of like coins. Sure, people have sort of cheap, maybe gold-plated jewelry or something like that, but I'm not talking about that. Gold coins. 0.5%. Well, what does that tell you? That 99.5% of the American people are going to get financially destroyed, probably. Even those who think they have a lot of money in the stock market. Oh, I've got all these stocks, you know. Well, what happens when the currency collapses? The stock market fails because it's been pumped up by currency printing this entire time. The stock market is a debt Ponzi scheme. So is the treasury market, you know, the debt market. And the debt market's much larger than the stock market. It's all going towards zero. It's just a matter of when. Now, importantly, you know, in addition to owning gold and silver or adding to your gold and silver stockpiles, understand that this event, you know, be careful what you wish for, this event will almost certainly involve martial law. Or some form, I'm using that term kind of generically. What I mean is extreme suppression of the Bill of Rights and civil liberties, because the country will be in a state of erupting chaos. And Trump will have no choice but to attempt to restore order by, you know, having some kind of military or troop presence in the cities. And we're already seeing maybe the early phases of that with what's happening in Minnesota, but it will spread. I mean, imagine 99.5% of the American people, or some number maybe approaching that, waking up one morning and realizing they've lost all their savings. All of it is worthless or near worthless. Imagine the reaction to that. Now, granted, maybe half the American people or more don't really have any savings, so it's no different for them. But for those who have worked hard and saved money and they have bank accounts or they have whatever, bonds, you know, or stocks in the stock market, imagine them waking up and learning it's all worth nothing. While the people who are doing really well are, for example, the people who were close to the Trump administration, who got the memo and who bought gold and silver and a few like you and I who just happened to figure this out. So yeah, we wake up and we're the new wealthy, all of us who have medals. And yet we're living in a society surrounded by the impoverished, the suddenly impoverished, the panicked, the angry. There will be nationwide revolts. There will be chaos in the streets. There will be burning of cities when that day comes. And it's going to be ugly. There's going to be, I mean, if anybody has been holding back from a revolt or an armed insurrection attempt, when that day comes, they'll unleash it. As Gerald Celente says, when people lose everything and they have nothing left to lose, they lose it. It's exactly right. Gerald Celente is extremely observant on this point. Now, look, I don't want to make this all doom and gloom here. I've already mentioned that if you have medals, you're going to make it through this. But most people don't have medals. And most people don't have a means to grow their own food, or even a means to get their own water or electricity or, you know, emergency response services, etc. People are going to suddenly find themselves feeling helpless, abandoned, betrayed by their own government. Although there will be an excuse, like this is Russia's fault or something. This is China's fault. This is aliens attacked us and took our money or whatever it is. There's going to be some story, you know, just like Richard Nixon had a story in 1971. You know, we have to stop the currency traders from, you know, attacking the currency, so we have to take us off the gold standard. Yeah, that was the excuse. The speculators, I think he said. They're weaponizing the currency or some nonsense. So there's going to be a story, but it's all going to be made up. Behind the scenes, the American people, they're going to be destroyed, financially obliterated. And that will lead to chaos. So there's no stopping this. And again, I'm not trying to be doomsday. I'm just trying to be matter of fact here. This is going to happen. This is going to happen. I mean, the details will vary. The timing may be off, but it's going to happen. When it does happen, what matters is how you deal with it. What matters is your resilience and your preparation. And the duration of this, well, I mean, the country could stew for years. This could be a multi-year event of insurrection, civil war, canceled elections. You know, that's one of the things about how does the GOP plan to stay in power when the midterm elections come up later this year? Well, I mean, one possible answer, I'm not saying for sure this is going to happen, but one possible answer is, well, they don't plan to have elections. Because, you know, Trump could argue, well, we can't have elections in the middle of an armed insurrection because it's not safe for the voting stations or the voters themselves. So we have to delay the elections, just like Zelensky did in Ukraine. We have to delay the elections until stability and the rule of law are restored. We have to delay elections until stability is restored and the rule of law is restored. So that could be years. So for those of you, if any of you listening, if you're hoping that Trump is going to get voted out of power, let's say, there might not even be an election. Trump might become, you know, essentially the ongoing, well, I don't know what word you want to use. The chief executive of the military that's running the country. That is not far-fetched. And, you know, even arguably, I would rather have the military run the election than the Democrats. Because the Democrats, you know, they're going to cheat and stuff the ballot boxes and do all the mail-in ballot cheating and stuffing, black box, you know, rerunning the same ballots over and over again, secret suitcases full of ballots. I mean, they're going to cheat in every way imaginable. The Democrats are a giant crime cartel. So how do you stop that? How do you stop that? You have an emergency, you have martial law, and then you have the military run the elections, if you have elections at all. And I'm not advocating for these scenarios. I'm just saying this is likely, in my view, this is a likely way to prevent the Democrats from taking over. Because they, once the Democrats take over, if they do, they will gut this nation. They will reinstate all the fraud of USAID. They'll reinstate all the money laundering to the Somalis and all the fraudulent daycare centers all over the country. They will have Trump arrested and every Trump family member arrested. They will have every member of Trump's cabinet arrested and charged with treason. Mark my words. If the Democrats come back into power, everybody closely associated with Trump is going to prison, and they might face the death penalty if the Democrats have their way. So Trump and his family and the close associates like Stephen Miller, et cetera, they've got to realize at this point, they're fighting for their lives. The Democrats want to end them. Not just, you know, the Democrats don't want fair and free elections. They've never wanted fair and free elections. They've always rigged their way into power. And they are so terrified now by the fact that, you know, the things that Trump is doing, you know, with ICE agents, for example, deporting potentially millions of illegals, Democrats will be in absolute panic mode if they ever retain power, and they will weaponize everything to destroy this nation. If that happens, we're all in trouble. I mean, we're all in trouble even more than just from a financial collapse. Imagine a financial collapse and the Democrats running everything again and printing all their own money, you know, I guess until the end. Nightmare scenario. You will lose everything, including your freedoms, including your free speech at that point. The Democrats will probably seize the internet, control domain names, shut down everything they don't like, seize everybody's bank accounts, take all the money, maybe give you back a little bit in a CBDC or something. And there are elements within the GOP that want to do the same thing, actually. So very difficult times are coming. So how do you stay ahead of all this? Well, you know, I teach this every day. You can, of course, stack gold and silver. You can localize knowledge content on your own computer and download a bunch of books from brightlearn.ai, for example. You can download AI tools. You can learn knowledge and skills so you've got them in your head. You can move out of the cities, become more self-reliant, get more off-grid. All these things we talk about. Get yourself a backup diesel generator and a backup diesel fuel supply and all kinds of things. So when the power grid fails, well, you're still up and running to some extent. Get off the grid as much as you can. Grow your own food, make your own medicine if you can, or at least some of it. Learn these skills and you'll be much better off than most people. And a lot of people won't make it through the scenarios I'm describing here if they come true. Again, there's a lot of variables we don't know for sure. The timing or the severity or the black swans, you know, the wild cards. There's a lot of other interesting things that could happen. Or, you know, scary things that could happen. But if you're prepared, you're going to be okay. Just get to an area with much lower population density, because the last thing you want around you is millions of panicked people who don't have food and water, and but maybe they have a few guns. And they want what you have, and they're willing to get it at any cost. So take advantage of this time we have right now, sort of the pre-collapse, pre-chaos. I mean, if you think things are crazy now, wait for the reset. Then it's going to be off the charts insane. Let me give you some resources. So use our free AI engines at brightlearn.ai and brightanswers.ai. Brightanswers.ai is our AI chatbot and research engine. And brightlearn.ai is the book creation engine with over 16,000 books now published there, and you can download them all for free. Also, on top of that, our gold and silver sponsor is Battalion Metals, and you can find them at metalswithmike.com. And yes, that's the company co-founded by Tucker Carlson, with Chris Olsen. We've worked with them for many, many years. The Chris Olsen family, high integrity, high trust, honest pricing, very competitive, great deals, actually, while protecting your privacy. So take advantage of that at metalswithmike.com. And if you do purchase metals for delivery, use discount code RANGER and they will waive the shipping insurance fee. That's the discount code RANGER. And then we'll get a little bit of credit because that's the sponsorship. They do give us a tiny percentage. It's way less than 0.5%. I mean, it's hardly anything, but it's something. So thank you for supporting us through that method if you choose to do that. The bottom line is get yourself prepared in every way you can. And you can also purchase products with us at healthrangerstore.com, including our food supplies and our preparedness items and iodine and our Dawson knives, all the various tools and knives and machetes, hatchets, all kinds of things like that that we have available that are made in America, made in Arizona. So check that out and thank you for your support. It's going to be a very chaotic year. Resilience is going to be the thing that wins out. Be adaptable, be informed, be ready, and have an expectation of a lot of wild cards being thrown our way this year. It will be accelerating like no other year before. And it's an election year also on top of that. So I don't think these elections are going to go down like normal elections. I don't think so at all. We'll see. In the meantime, stay informed and thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams at brighteon.com, brightlearn.ai, and also brightanswers.ai. Thanks for listening. Take care. Welcome to the Health Rangers Store 2026 New Year's Sale. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and we've got a great collection of solutions for you to help make 2026 the best year of your life in terms of your health, your opportunities, mobility, immune function, digestive support, cognition, and so much more. And we put together some really special things for you here. So on any order where you spend $99 or more, we give you a free colloidal silver spray. And that's right here at the top of the page. You can go to healthrangerstore.com/2026 to find all these specials. And again, you get the free spray with any order of $99 or more, plus you get free shipping within the 48 contiguous U.S. states. And each day, by the way, we feature different special focus curated collections of products. So you can check those out each day, from digestion support to immune support, energy, mobility, really critical, heart support, fitness, etc. Now, there's one more thing that we're doing this year, first time ever. If you spend $299 or more, then we're going to give you 50 free books that we created ourselves using our book creation engine. These books are not public. They are created behind the scenes with special prompts using my knowledge and my interviews and so on. And these books cover the gamut of really great information. Again, you'll be able to download all 50 of these books free of charge, the PDFs, What to Do When Life Gets Less Predictable, Solving Everyday Problems at Home, How to Be Ready Without Panic, preparedness and self-reliance books, Prepared for Everyday Disruptions, What to Do When the Stores Are Closed. And we've got books on off-grid living, How to Live Comfortably Without Electricity, Solving Power, Water, and Storage Challenges, and so much more. We've got books on gardening and food growing, How to Grow Plants That Anyone Can Keep Alive. That sounds handy. Easy Plants That Grow Virtually Anywhere, Growing Useful Plants With Minimal Effort, Growing Food Without a Garden Yard, Simple Herbs and Spices You Can Grow at Home, and many more. We've got books on healthy cooking and daily living, like healthy drinks, light bites, and homemade treats, or one-pot meals, fresh salads, and easy sides, and more. In all, it's about 50 books, including Living Well with Fewer Outside Inputs. That's a book about self-reliance and off-grid living. All these books will be given to you as a free download if you spend $299 or more with us during this sale, which lasts through January 12th at 11 a.m. Central Time. So the website you want to go to is healthrangerstore.com/2026 will get you straight to this page, and you can take advantage of these bonuses and these special curated collections while supplies last. And during this special New Year's sale, we've also got our third-party vendors offering discounts of up to 20% off, including the ever-popular Protovite liquid multivitamin right here, as well as Dawson Knives with our incredibly popular Hearthfire chef's knife and other chef's knives that we have there, and steak knives, all of this. We've got other discounts such as Bearded Brothers, very popular wholesome food bars, the Yo Bar, and so much more. All of this is available for you at healthrangerstore.com/2026. So take advantage of that, and thank you for supporting us as we help you make 2026 the best year ever. It's the year that you can revolutionize your health and your knowledge. And you can do all that by supporting us at healthrangerstore.com while we support the platforms that give you back unlimited knowledge like brightlearn.ai and others. So thank you for supporting us, and I look forward to having a great year with you.